Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented her fifth and the last full year budget of the Modi 2.0 government on February 1, 2023. She has termed the Union Budget 2023 as the first budget of Amrit Kal and said that Indian economy is on the right track and heading towards a bright future. Income tax rebate limit increased from 5 lakh rupees to 7 lakh rupees. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the income tax rebate has been extended on income up to 7 lakh rupees under the new income tax regime. Introduced in 2020, the new personal income tax regime with 6 income slabs, starting from 2.5 lakh rupees. I propose changing the tax structure in this regime by reducing the number of slabs to 5 and increasing the tax exemption limit to 3 lakh rupees, she said. She also proposed to make tax slabs more flexible under the new tax regime. The new tax rates are 0 to 3 lakh rupees, nil, 3 rupees to 6 lakhs 5%, 6 rupees to 9 lakhs 10%, 9 rupees to 12 lakhs 15%, 12 rupees to 15 lakhs 20% and above 15 lakhs 30%, said Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Boost to agriculture. The Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has made several announcements to boost the agricultural sector, including affordable solutions for challenges faced by farmers. She announced an Agriculture Accelerator Fund to transform the agricultural sector. The agricultural credit target will be increased to 20 lakh rupees crore, with focus on animal husbandry, dairy and fisheries. We will launch a new sub-scheme with targeted investment of 6,000 crore rupees to aid activities of fishermen, fish vendors and MSMSEs, said Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Railway outlay at 2.40 lakh rupees crore, highest ever. The finance minister announced that the total outlay for the Indian Railway budget will be 2.40 lakh rupees crore, 9 times more than the total outlay in 2013-14. Health, education and skilling. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that 157 new nursing colleges will be established in co-location with the existing 157 medical colleges established since 2014. ICMR labs will be made for research by public and private medical college faculty and private sector R&D teams, to encourage collaborative research and innovation. She also announced a new program to promote research and innovation in pharmaceuticals. A national digital library for children and adolescents will be set up to facilitate the availability of quality books across geographies, languages, genres and levels and device agnostic accessibility, said the finance minister.